Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
This is Vicki Hawkins. And I was doing a survey for Capital One, and it was, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I'm listening.
Okay. Okay, my phone acts up. If I don't hear anything, I think it's cut you off. So I was doing the survey, and it says, you know, pay the shipping on this item, which I've done before, and I had no problems with it. But so it said pay the $2.95 shipping. And so I went in and put my card in to pay the $2.95 shipping. And your company somehow charged me $49 on my credit card. And I want that reversed. That's not what I intended or what I was. I don't know what happened.
Okay. We are a third-party customer service call center representing several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Okay, 88061.
And you stated that's 88061?
Correct.
Can you state your first and last name?
Vicki Hawkins. And it went to my Credit One card, but I don't know why, because I never even heard of this.
One moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see an account listed here. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. 4539 North Eddy Ward Way, Silver City, New Mexico, 88061.
Yes, ma'am. I see that they have you here previously for... Well, recently on today's day, actually, for the sweepstakes contest entry, you signed up completing the survey for the Dyson vacuum.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
But
so,
when I put that on there, I don't understand. I wasn't told that I was going to be charged $49.89 on my card.
Okay. Well, prior to signing up, completing the survey, it subscribes you to the diet program as well, as they sponsor the surveys that the customers agree to signing up for.
I want it taken off because I just had bariatric surgery. I don't need to lose any more weight. It did not tell me that. So please take it off.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize if the terms went unnoticed to your knowledge. I do understand that you're not interested here today. Before canceling, I do want to inform you what's taking place. It's the meal planning app. It helps you focus on boosting your energy, helping you cut back on sugar and carb cravings. Now, what we could do is issue $20 off the monthly rate, but a credit would not be processed.
I don't want it. I'm a diabetic. I'm on a diabetic diet. I've had surgery. I don't need any of it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I am able to go ahead and get the subscription discontinued.
Thank you.
One moment, and I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I am still here with you. I'm getting a few things notated onto your account.
Okay. Yeah, that was totally confusing and misunderstood, you know. And when I saw that come up, I thought, no. I didn't, you know, I didn't sign up for that, to my knowledge.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the account has successfully been canceled here with us as of today.
Thank you. Is that coming off my credit card? I mean, you didn't process it, so, because I called, you know, I talked to Credit One Bank, and they said it was pending, so that's not going to go through, right?
The transaction has already gone through.
So how do I get that off my credit card?
A credit wouldn't be processed as this is a valid transaction.
Oh, is that how you rip people off?
It informs you in the terms.
It didn't give me a chance to read the terms. I just, you know, I thought I was doing one thing and it processed something else. I don't want that taken out of my account. I want you to reverse it.
As I stated, ma'am, a credit would not be processed.
Well, I will let the Better Business Bureau know how you do business, because that's bullshit. And I'm not yelling at you because you work for them. I know you work. You do what you're told to do. But Credit One, when I talked to them, said I'd have to talk to you to get that reversed.
Okay. Well, as the information here is valid, you can hold 1 second while I see what I can get further situated for you.
Please. Like I said, I don't need that. I'm a diabetic. I don't want anything like that. Please.
Hello, customer.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Did you hear what I stated?
No. I guess I missed. What was it?
I informed you that a credit could be processed, and as it is gone through, as the transaction is gone through here with us, it will be posted as a refund.
To my card?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't even see anything like that. It just took my card information, and then this showed up, and I thought, what is this? You know? So I thank you for doing that, because, I can't take a lot of things because I'm diabetic. But anyway, we won't go into that. If you're going to refund it, I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for giving me
How long does it take to refund that?
Yes, ma'am. The refund can take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay. As long as it happens, that's okay. But I didn't realize that's what was going on. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.